Job 41. Can you draw out Leviathan with a fish hook, or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope into his nose, or pierce his jaw through with a hook? Well, Leviathan might refer to a crocodile, which might be one of the scariest animals that Job had ever seen, or it could refer to the sort of idea that a lot of folks had at that time, as they still have today, that there's some big evil dragon or monster out there. And God is saying, no, I'm responsible for all that happened to you, Job, not some big scary monster. Even the scariest monster you could imagine. I can do what I want with him. I could press down his tongue. I could pierce his jaw with a hook. Will he make many petitions to you, or will he speak soft words to you? He's saying, well, Leviathan, maybe the crocodile, maybe the scary monsters of your imagination, he speaks softly to me. He begs me for things. Will he make a covenant with you that you should take him for a servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird? Or will you bind him for your girls? He's saying, look, you can't do this, but this scary monster, maybe a crocodile, maybe a scary monster in your imagination, he's my servant. I play with him. Can you fill his skin with barbed irons or his head with fish spears? Lay your hand on him. No, Job couldn't do that, but God can. Remember the battle and do so no more. Behold, the hope of binding him is vain. Won't one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that he dare stir him up. Who then is he who can stand before me? Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Everything under the heavens is mine. Now, David realized that when he said that if you give anything to God, you are only giving God what is his, because all that you have is his. Nobody gave God anything to start with. He created all things and gave them to us. I will not keep silence concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength, nor his goodly frame. Who can strip off his outer garment? Who shall come within his jaws? Who can open the doors of his face? Around his teeth is terror. Strong scales are his pride, shut up together with a close seal. One, that's the scales, one is so near to another that no air can come between them. They're joined one to another. They stick together so that they can't be pulled apart. His sneezing, if this huge dragon of his imagination or the crocodile, if he sneezes, he flashes out light. His eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning torches, sparks of fire leap forth. Out of his nostrils a smoke goes, as of a boiling pot over a fire of reeds. His breath kindles coals. A flame goes forth from his mouth. There is strength in his neck. Terror dances before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him. They can't be moved. His heart is as firm as stone. Yes, firm as the lower millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. They retreat before his thrashing. Sounds like a crocodile thrashing around in the water. If one attacks him with the sword, it can't prevail. Nor the spear, the dart, nor the pointed shaft. He counts iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow can't make him flee. Sling stones are like chaff to him. Clubs are counted as stubble. He laughs at the rushing of the javelin. His undersides are like sharp potsherds, leaving a trail in the mud like a threshing sledge. Definitely sounds like a crocodile. He makes the deep to boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He makes a path shine after him. One would think the deep had white hair. That's when the beast or the crocodile swims off with a load of foam splashing around him in the water. On earth there is not his equal that is made without fear. He sees everything that is high. He is king over all the sons of pride. So God's saying, look at this beast or this animal that you and all men are so scared of and can't get near, let alone put your head in its jaws or come anywhere near it, and you can't control him. But I can. He is my servant. As it says at the beginning of this chapter, I play with him. He talks really softly to me. He makes petitions to me. And I've got a covenant with him. So, God is saying, look, Whatever form you imagine evil is, even if you believe there's a scary monster out there that is so powerful, don't worry, I am in control. And this really was the lesson from the start, when the Satan, the adversary, comes to God and says, well, what about Job? And God gives this Satan, this adversary, power. It all comes from God. God is absolutely in control. And this is why we can sleep easy at night, that whatever happens, even death itself, this is all in God's control and God's power. There is no random evil that is just floating around to grab hold of us by chance or bad luck. No, it's nothing like that. God is supreme, and we can be comforted by that.